He had no trouble in attracting replacements and bringing the number of the fleet up to 19, 6 Black Hawks, 9 combat-capable independent traders, 3 cargo carriers, and the Gemmel itself. Virtually none of the general troops or the combat-boosted mercenaries resigned. Fighting Laton's legions, being on the right side, gave the whole enterprise a kudos like few others. Old hands and fresh youngsters queued up to sign on. 3.5 days after he arrived, Terence Smith had all he came for. The one request from Commander Olson Neal to hold off and wait for a Confederation naval investigatory flight was smilingly refused. "Darringham needs us now," Terence told him. Ione and Joshua walked down one of Tranquility's winding valleys in the late afternoon, dew-heavy grass staining their sandals. She was wearing a long white cotton skirt and a matching camisole, a loose-fitting outfit which allowed the air to circulate over her warm skin. Joshua just wore some long, dark, mauve shorts. His skin was tanning nicely, she thought. He was almost back to his old colour. They had spent most of his stopover outside, swimming with Haley, riding, walking, having long sexual adventures. Joshua seemed to get very turned on having sex beside, and in the bountiful streams meandering through the habitat. Ione stopped at a long pool which formed the intersection of two streams. It was lined by mature rickball trees, whose droopy branches stroked the water with their long, thin leaves. They were all in flower, bright pink blooms the size of a child's fist. Gold and scarlet fish slithered through the water. It was Tranquility, Ione thought. Small T created by Big T. Name-chasing form, name-creating form. The lake, the whole park, was a pause from the habitat's bustle. The habitat was a pause from the Confederation's bustle, if you wanted it to be. Joshua pushed her gently against a rickball trunk, kissing her cheek, her neck. He opened the front of her camisole. Hair fell down across her eyes. She was wearing it longer these days. "Don't go," she said quietly. His arms dropped inertly to his sides, head slumping forwards until his brow touched hers. "Good timing."
"Please?"
"You said you weren't going to dump this possessive scene on me."
"This isn't being possessive."
"What then? It sounds like it." Her head came up sharply, pink spots burning on both cheeks.
"If you must know, I'm worried about you."
"Don't be."
"Joshua, you're flying into a war zone."
"Not really. We're flying escort duty for a troop convoy, that's all. The soldiers and combat boosted are all in at the hard edge."
"Smith wants the starships to provide general ground strikes. He's bought combat wasps for interdiction missions.
That's the hard edge, Joshua. That's the dead edge.
Bloody hell, you're going up against Laton in an antique wreck that barely rates its CAB spaceworthiness license. And there's no reason. None. You don't need Mayup. You don't need Vasilovsky."
She held his arm imploringly. "You're rich. You're happy. Don't try and tell me you're not. I've watched you for 3 years. You've never had so much fun as when you gallivanted around the galaxy in the Lady Macbeth. Now look what you're doing. Paper deals, Joshua. Making paper money you can never spend. Sitting behind a desk, that's your destination. That's where you're flying to, Joshua, and it isn't you."
"Antique, huh?"
"I didn't mean... How old is Tranquility, Ione? At least I own the Lady Mac. It doesn't own me."
"I'm just trying to shock some sense into you, Joshua. It's Laton you're facing. Don't you watch the AV recordings? Didn't you access Graham Nicholson's sensivize?"
"Yes, I did. Laton isn't on Lalonde. He left on the Yaku. Did you miss that bit, Ione? If I wanted to go on suicidal flights, I'd chase after the Yaku. That's where the danger is. That's where the Navy heroes are going. Not me. I'm protecting my own interests."
"But you don't need it," she said.
God, but he could be bonehead stubborn at times.
"You mean you don't?"
"What?
Not convenient, is it? Me having that much money? That much money would mean I make the decisions. I make the choices. It gives me control over my life.
Where does that fit into your cozy scenario of us, Ione? I won't be so easy to manipulate then, will I?"
"Manipulate? One glance of a female nipple, and your fly seal bursts apart from the pressure. That's how complicated your personality is. You don't need manipulating, Joshua. You need hormone suppressors. All I'm trying is to think ahead for you, because God knows you can't do it for yourself.